I just found out some crazy news.
Right as I was starting this podcast, I'm not only getting super political, but I'm, you know, life is political nowadays. Did you know that Planned Parenthood sells body parts?
I've heard something of the sort.
I thought it was a joke. They literally sell body parts. The workers are like, oh, I do a DNE, which is a dilation, extraction, abortion. And they're like, oh, there's kidney, there's good lungs, there's good this. Oh, I can call this person. What? There's a video on it. Doesn't that make you sick?
What are they doing?
They're at some sort of convention.
Right? No, I mean, like, once they sell it to whoever's buying, what is the buyer doing with this stuff? My first thought was stem cells. And let me say this in English.
I'm assuming that it's something nefarious, testing, pulling out DNA, cells, you know, what is it? The shit that makes everybody so...
I gotta look at the contract.
The thing that makes Elon Musk hard when he injects it, you know, the trimethyl, you know, the shit that all the steroids come from. Who knows? Stem cells?
Stem cells. Well, stem cells is always...
Sue me.
That's been a thing since longer than we've been a thing.
Stem cells has been a thing since longer than humans have been a thing.
That's what I'm saying. We, as a general blanket statement. Humans.
Before or after Ice Age? Because I'm wondering where the scientists were that confirmed that. Because we're assuming from studies, we don't know black holes were a thing until somebody discovered it. Like the whole flat Earth, we don't know that's not a thing because nobody's discovered it yet. You know what I mean?
Speaking on that, actually, is it Antarctica? Nobody's been on the other side of that.
They say that shit, and then like, there's people who have mapped it. There's nobody who's been everywhere, right? We haven't mapped all the Earth. Especially because, you know, something like 60-something percent is water. There's no possible way that you can map that much liquid. They have an idea. Like, I saw a thing today that said, they always said that ballistic missiles were 20 to 40 minutes outside of California. In reality, subs are so good now that you have a 10-minute or less window because they're only like a mile and a half out and you'd never know. That's crazy. Nuclear war is like here. We're in the Cold War age. But that Planned Parenthood thing is fucking crazy. I wonder what they profit on. And then that's another thing that I'm going to Google and see.
I want to look at the Planned Parenthood contract that you sign when you go in for a D&E and what...
Well, we had an abortion, 2000, 13?
Yes.
Okay. I was a drug addict at the time, just so you know, 2012, 2013. 3 days. 3 days from my anniversary. Not that it's cool anymore to be over 10 years. You're just like, oh, 20, 30, 40. But what do people do with dead baby?
Oh, you're going on a list.
That's, no, I'm not going to say it like that. FBI, please, no. Why does Planned Parenthood sell fetal tissue sales? NPR found no fetal tissue sales. The fact check, unspinning the Planned Parenthood video from 2015, Republicans made their claim following a release of a secret recorded showing Deborah Nucatala, the senior director of medical blah, blah, blah. So there was a secret video.
You know, it could just be a bad batch, too. Like, anytime I have a department meeting at work, one of the speakers always tells some crazy story about some crime that's committed in the healthcare world and like how they eventually got caught, what sentence they either got or are looking at. So there's like random doctors and nurses and medical some people professionals just, everywhere that are reckless.
And some people just talk shit, you know, like, oh, they're hanging out talking whatever.
Yeah.
17 hours ago. Yeah. From late-term fetuses, cell body parts, New York Post just posted. So yeah, even they're confirming it. The Center for Medical Progress, who posted a colleague as laboratory wholesalers in the National Abortion Federation's commercial trade show in 2015, videotaped two conversations with Dr. Ann Schult, chief media officer in Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast, Tram Nugent, RN, the branch vice president, abortion access. While the CMP has always contended that Dleeden's video revealed illegalities, Planned Parenthood said at the time the initial videos were released that their staffers were discussing legal, not-for-profit donations of fetal tissue to research firms.
I feel like I seen an article way back when about something with the fetal tissue and anti-aging something others.
That's, the whole thing is just fucking evil. Evil and crazy, you know? I'm just, as being a person who had to deal with that, and I compartmentalized the whole thing for a long time, and then it hit me way too long after the sacrifice, the weight of that. Yeah, it's still taking a life, in my opinion, in one way or another. Because what if? And then no parent is going to go through that and never think post, like, we could have had twins 10 years, 11 years old. We'd be dead broke.
Jeez, the life we would have had.
These beautiful cars, these beautiful businesses. I'd probably be working as a welder.
I was just graduating college. I hadn't even walked to get my degree yet.
I wonder what a child would have affected my business at that time. Because I was working 7 days a week, 16-hour days. Like, I was living in my store. That was... I wonder if I hadn't have done that, I would have probably been in the way of some of these guys who are now trying to sell their stores on these cell phone repair shop talk groups.
You started your business, it probably would have still happened. It might just have been either a faster start because of the situation or a slower start, depending. But
I would say slower start.
I mean, when we reconnected, you had asked me if I was surprised that you owned a business. No, so you're a shit employee. You can't listen to anybody.
I wouldn't say that. I definitely followed orders in the military. I was a good squad mate. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. It was military or owning your own business because nobody else was going to tell you anything.
I also put on like a big show when we dated back then. So it was like, I'm a big macho tough guy, blah, blah, blah. Doing.
It's not even that because the jobs that you did have when we were together, you were always coming back. In the stories you would tell about work, they would try to delegate something to you and you'd be like, well, why would I do that? Or basically fuck off with that.
Oh, no, it wasn't like that. It was, okay, how can I improve this? And then I would take the trying to improve it to the boss. I got in trouble once for going above somebody's head to try and make something more efficient, to make a better sales call cold sheet for a sale of a kitchen cabinet refacing. And that sold a lot for me, because even after they denied me and I got written up for it, I sold a lot of those leads. Just saying, worked for me. But I think it would have went from, because it started out with Clayton, and it was, he spent like $300 on back glass pieces, glue, and a tool set, which I paid him back for. And so, it, hypothetically, at that point, I would have had a kid who's 2 or at least a year and a half.
So what year did that start up for you?
That was end of 2013, beginning of 2014. Yeah, because me and Justine just got together.
At the end of 2013?
Yeah.
Oh, you'd be a couple months old, buddy.
Yeah, so that's the idea. So it was one of those things. I think it happened in 2012. I can't remember the date. You know, because he would have been born, or they would have been born, 2013.
I think that was like August, the end of August or September was the guesstimate.
Mm-hmm. So we ended up splitting, unfortunately, right after that. But the idea, if we would have stayed together, had a kid, or what we assumed from recommendation was twins, then I wouldn't have been working every weekend at the Denio's Farmer's Market, because I was working for Clayton at the time. Then he bought me the tools after I broke my phone and fixed it myself and was yelling at customers about, like, why pay? Do it yourself. And so somebody was like, well, I'll pay you. And that happened in his booth. The guy was like, oh, I'll pay you $45 on top of the cost of parts. Okay, let me, you know, find Amazon. This is what it's going to be. You pay me that. Paid me right on the spot through Clayton's credit card. And then he handled all the payments at the time. But it's funny, because if I was working every weekend, in a one-year-old boy, girl, whatever, would have taken a lot of energy the same way that CJ did.
I think he still would have worked every weekend, especially if it had been twins, because men have a tendency of, I'm stressed out, like, not I'm going to go, but I...
Well, I still worked when CJ... I gotta
go make this money.
Yeah, because I was going to take a couple of weeks off, and then I ended up only taking one, because... Everyone.
Not even. You had to leave at some point while we were in the hospital because
fire. For an hour and a half, yeah. But it was one of those things. We worked right down the street from where the hospital was anyway, which was great. But we ended up coming back. I was supposed to take a week off to get everything acclimated. I took like 3 or 4 days off and then went right back to work. And then it was, okay, you're okay. There was no complaints at the time. Little did I know I should have listened.
Yeah, never listen to a woman who just gave birth. They're never okay.
I know.
Even when they're okay, they're not okay.
I severely dropped the ball. So sue me.
I might.
I think it's 7 years. Shit, we're coming up. The point, if I was to have a newborn and I treated it the same way as CJ, I still worked less. I took weekends off. I was more present. I was off at a certain time, majority of the time, unless something was like, all right, it needs me. But the first 6 months, I was diligent about that. If that was the case, I would have lost out on a lot of business, because I back then had a lot of people that would show up at like 7:30, 8 o'clock and be like, okay, cool, or come to my house. I don't know how many hundreds of customers when I was starting out used to just show up at my fucking apartment at the...
That's crazy.
What that was it? Is... 4917 San Juan Avenue, apartment 80. Yeah.
That person.
Look that up.
Wonder who lives there now.
Somebody find out and let me know. It was right behind where Rayleigh's and Anytime Fitness was, so I could go and then argue for my free meal every day and then go to the gym. I think it would have been a drastic reduction in business, because I'm seeing a lot of people now that are going through, like, they just started their first business, have a kid, and they got to sell. And a lot of these people are selling their stores for under $100,000 when they're doing like $300,000 a year. So something is wrong in this industry where everyone's struggling. Because
something's just wrong in California. Well, those guys are all over. That's not just California necessarily.
I've been talking to Anthony. He was doing really well for a few months, and I talked about it in the last episode. And then this month has not been so great. So he fired everyone.
You also everybody's worried about back to school, doing all of those purchases.
That's usually our busiest time. Statistically, our busiest time, because everyone has to get things ready.
Right. But then again, California is just getting worse and worse.
Well, I looked at last year, it was his busiest month. July was his busiest month. That was 40 grand by the 25th.
Even here, ours shifted, because last year it was June, July, August were the hottest months. Now we had our best month, so it was...
Yeah, June, July usually are the best months because everyone's free, doing their thing, out and about. The more people that are out and about are the more likely to destroy their device.
Right, drop it, spill on it,
mm-hmm. whatever. So apparently he's struggling. He fired a bunch of people. So now I'm like, oh, shit. Rent's due. Bills are due. Payment's late. We're going to see exactly how he turns it around. But my biggest thing about owning an electronics repair business is you've got to get the carriers on your side.
Mm-hmm.
He has not handed out cards. He has not talked to the carriers. He has not word of mouth. He's not as go-getter, but he has a newborn. So that's why I brought up the newborn stuff, and Planned Parenthood was just a throw-in. I wonder how hard it would be to get a business off treating your life with a newborn.
Because he came into that and she was pregnant, or she got pregnant shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
That's hard to navigate.
Because what if, you know, now I am fixed, so I cannot have children. So if anyone is claiming, sue me. It's just not going to work. And that was an easy process to be like, okay, either you're going to go through menopause at 35.
Right.
Or I'm going to have a bag of peas and be cool with it for a day.
Sit on a table for 20 minutes.
I know. Well, it was 45 for me.
Yeah.
But that's a different story for a different channel.
You know what's funny is like right after you had gotten your vasectomy, I think, I don't even know if I was on TikTok. The social media is new and they were feeding me videos about pregnancies after vasectomy, and I was like, absolutely not. I do not claim this energy. Next, I was like, get this out of my algorithm.
Stay away from me. And I think you were still like, you got to get it tested.
Because I had seen a couple of videos too where like
people were still getting pregnant.
Not even that. It was, I mean, we were safe in this sense, but there was a couple of guys, they had their appointment set and it was like 2 or 3 weeks out. He's getting ready to leave for work one Monday morning, and she just walks out, and she's like, babe, pregnant.
Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota. I don't know if it's Minnesota.
That's Kamala's dude, right?
Yeah, it's Kamala's new VP running mate. There was a longstanding joke that he had his stomach pumped because he drank a gallon of horse paste.
Oh, no. Yeah. Population paste?
Population paste. We can't say that on YouTube in the correct sense. We can't say anything sexual. You know, we might get a strike. But population paste is apparently okay. And then there's a bunch of fun things. I guess Trump held a fucking conference, and they're calling it the Trump meltdown. Even children know Trump is a loathsome piece of shit. Trump meltdown. New York hates you. Trump meltdown. Trump not fit to be president. And then Trump meltdown today at Mar-a-Lago. Trump said the quiet part out loud. He openly admitted to protecting guns instead of our children, family, friends, coworkers, neighbors, and unhinged Trump is pathetic POS. Vote blue for common sense gun laws.
Because, you know, when I was president, I totally protected the guns. And I think it's very important. And, you know, when I was president...
Oh, that's a good cut. When people are artificially, when reality been artificially manipulated, you get Kamala. So apparently they posted a picture of Air Force One, Kamala Harris did.
Mm-hmm.
And then the AI checker says that it's 92% artificial.
Oh, no.
Like they filled all these people. Oh, you know, it's trending and people are saying it's a dumpster fire after that Mar-a-Lago.
Yes, it's time to get some younger blood running.
Yeah.
She's a radical left person at a level that nobody's seen. She picked a radical left man that is, he's got things done that he has positions that are just not, it's not even possible to believe that they exist. He's going for things that nobody's ever even heard of. Heavy into the transgender world, heavy into lots of different worlds.
That's crazy. You could have said it more eloquently.
Millions of people were allowed to come into our country from prisons, from jails, from mental institutions, insane asylums, even insane asylums.
That is a real thing.
It's a
mental institution on steroids. That's what it is. When you see the people that are coming into our, these are institutions that are being emptied out, not in South America, all over the world, including South America, all over the world. Why is it that...
There, I saw this video. I forget who was talking. It was one of those talk show guys. But he was talking to somebody in government. I want to say it was Venezuela. And they were basically emptying their prisons and their rehabilitation centers and telling the inmates or the residents, basically, if you leave here, you have to go to America, basically. Mm-hmm. If you come back, you're going back to jail.
Yeah, I think it was Venezuela, for one, that emptied out, like, so many to reduce their population crime. Mm-hmm. And then they said, okay, well, you can leave and go to America or you can die.
Right.
Because they were the ones that, like, arrested so many people and just cracked it down with the new president or whatever.
And then they were way too full.
Mm-hmm. And then apparently Rogan is trending right now.
Something from a stand-up or something from his podcast?
I don't know. From one legitimate guy to another, thank you, Joe Rogan, for always putting substance first. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he's the only one that makes sense to me. He's the only one that doesn't attack people. He attacks actions and ideas, much more reasonable and intelligent. We'll go down as a guy who had a real opportunity to make something meaningful, impact, and squandered it,
said. Manipulate you. They promote narratives. And the only one who's not doing that is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
You a fan?
Yeah, I am a fan. Yeah, he's the only one that makes sense to me. He's the only one that he doesn't attack people. He attacks
basically endorsed actions
and ideas. But he's...
if I thought he would win, yes. Intelligent. I would say he's the best candidate.
And cleaned up the East River.
But fuck.
He's a no. legitimate it's, guy.
It was crazy, you know, to me when I heard that a Kennedy was even running. Like, after what happened, they... Basically, the whole bloodline got wiped out. If I was the last one standing, I'm not getting in the spotlight. That is a bold move. Props to him for that one.
Well, this guy says, fact, the new Rogan stand-up is dog shit. He's flat out not funny and horrendous timing as a comic. I thought it was fucking hilarious. I was dying laughing and my chest still hurts.
I only got like 20 to 30 minutes of it. And then...
That's because we stopped to do other things. But he said, another fact is Joe Rogan is a pseudo-intellectual who endorsed an irreverent junkie because it was a safe play for his career. We have a word for this. Coward. That's crazy. I'm a fan of Joe Rogan just because of, like, he's got his opinions and nobody can really change or move him on his opinions. I back his idea that this is a safe play and he is the right candidate if people could get behind him. I would endorse RFK if people would get behind him. He's like a go-getter, but he's not going to do the drastic things that we need in this country right now to make sure things are profitable for everyone.
Right.
I need somebody who wants to open a fucking lemonade stand to be able to open a lemonade stand within 25 minutes, take their $20, buy their lemons, put it in a pitcher and sell them for a dollar. But they can't do that because lemons are fucking $25.
Yeah. And then on top of outside of that, it's just so much red tape to do anything.
Oh, and then the homeless. Imagine. You just get robbed by a homeless person or killed.
Homeless guy stumbles up to your stand and just chugs your whole pitcher. Yeah.
And it's just a lot of crazy shit going on in the world right now. But the idea, everything is super expensive. So when we were talking earlier about like how I would run a business, the problem is right now you can't run a business from scratch. So it's super hard. Like with Anthony, he's running into trouble because even hiring people out there is like $19 to $25 an hour. That's what he has to pay people in order to, for them to bite,
right,
to want to be there.
I mean, we kind of touched on that in the last one too, because we talked about how people, a couple of people will call and ask you for like a $5,000 or a $10,000 mm-hmm. loan. And I'm like, what do you really think you're going to do with that? They think they're going to open a business. And I'm like, that's going to pay 1 month's rent and utilities. You have no supplies.
Because just out here in the cheaper aspects, it's like $10,000 just to start your lease.
Right.
That's before demo, reno, nothing.
Right. You've got no supplies, no inventory, no furnishings.
Yeah. And that's a chip in the chair, which I started 2014 with a chip in a chair and a cardboard sign on the building mm-hmm. until the government was like, you can't do that. Here's a fine of $100. Okay, I'll buy one. They gave me 6 months to buy one. So right. like there was a lot of red tape that was stretchy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there used to be a lot of, you weren't really breaking the law if you didn't know it was against it. on certain things, obviously. Mm. Some things are always breaking the law, but those were the slap of the wrist. Here's your fine.
Fix it. I miss those days where it was the government wanted to help you to succeed. They didn't want to immediately shut you down.
Right.
Since COVID, it's like, oh, no, shut down, boom. We don't care how you do it. You got to be closed by Monday.
Customer spilled it's the water Tuesday. And you didn't pick up a sign.
Yeah.
Lock it up.
It's just thinking of the cost and like I was talking about the last podcast. I really want those payments to end so that like it's done. But the idea now is like, I might get that back. And if that's the case, then I got to resell it, which is just, I would hate to do that because Anthony is a business associate who became a friend. So we are friendly, but we are both aware that business comes first.
Mm-hmm.
When we first started, and I was overly friendly with him. He was going through some shit. 2016, I had to fire him because he was just working for me. Get his head on straight, so on and so forth, because he was coming in hungover, tired, falling asleep. And I made him this deal of like, here, I'll buy you this $2,000 laptop so you can get shit done, blah, blah, blah. And then I had to take that back because, hey, you're not doing what you're doing. And then I had to go and try and resell that laptop. I think that was when 2018 even, because we had just gotten back together.
Yeah.
Yeah. God. The problem is if Kamala and Waltz get elected, none of this will change. That's the only reason I bring up politics at all, is like it's got to change, otherwise there's going to be a revolt. Unfortunately, there will be people, like the UK right now is on fire. There's been protests because of Muslim and Christian and other religions, so much so that the fucking police are speaking religiously to Islam. They start with, the saying of greetings, and they end it with the saying of, like, farewell. You know?
That's crazy.
Assalamu alaikum. You know, my people, this, that, and the other. We're trying to build the community back to what it is. Da-da-da. Alhamdulillah. You know?
It's so wild how little we hear about these sort of things, unless you're looking for it, you know? That's why all the other countries on the internet are always like, oh, dumb Americans. You always think you're the only ones that exist. God forbid another country uses a couple extra letters to spell the same word.
So apparently Joe Rogan's talking about how crazy Waltz is.
Bringing this other guy who's radical. Here's the big one, right? She wasn't elected, right? She was appointed vice president, and then they didn't do primaries. They had no primaries for Joe Biden, and now all of a sudden she is the nominee because he's stepping away. And so then they bring in her and they bring in this other guy who's radical from Minnesota. That's the vice president who he believes a lot of wild things. One of them is transgender surgery for people who are under 13.
Wow.
Another one is abortion up until 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that stuff scares the fuck out of people. He changed the Minnesota state flag to make it look like a Somali flag. Yeah.
Oh.
You haven't seen that?
No.
Yeah. Why is that better?
I don't know.
Why do you care what the flag looks like, first of all? And why do you get to change the flag? How crazy is that the governor gets to change the flag? Like, who else is involved in that decision to change the flag?
Is that what happened?
I don't know.
Usually it's a big event. They let people pick, you know.
Right. No, we have a bunch of people that's a high population of Somalis in your state.
I feel like.
I would imagine they would want to try to get that flag a little closer to home.
Yeah. Not necessarily us, because I think we were children at the time. But I think there came a vote to the California flag, the one that has the bear on it now. Mm-hmm. I think many years ago there came out a ballot with the option to change
it. Yeah, we had to put a vote. There was no, like, vote. So, but I remember that, and there was all kinds of crazy shit, because I was looking at Minnesota because of all the fucking riots and the bullshit, and the people with the
Minnesota
money laundering and the PPP loans. They got gifted, I think it was $500 million.
Good grief.
And then lost 40% of it.
How do you lose?
Well, they squandered it to people who were, like, dead, ineligible. A bunch of people got, I think, what is that? $200 million
wow.
in government assistance post-2020. and they gave it to dead people or people who were ineligible that weren't citizens, so on and so forth. And then they tried to get the money back, and it was like, well, you got 67,000 people that have all this money, and they're dead. So we don't know whose accounts they're in. And he's like, okay, it's the government's money. That's who you want to be in control of anything? So it depresses me.
I mean, he could write me a check, but don't go sit in the
White House. I'm legitimately depressed at the idea that this fucking person might be near any type of launch codes.
Any type because of power.
If I called him a slur, I really think...
Coordinates.
I just think he's the type of person who'd be like, well, you know, impunity. The president pressed the button. You know what I mean? Sue me. The idea that he has any power at all compared to the job he did before is so similar to Kamala Harris because she has been the running smut of California everywhere she's gone. It's just been, ew, ick, everything she's done. And I wasn't even a fucking Republican. I was just like, no, yeah, it was like God.
I heard that Newsom.
This is so dirty.
Newsom was getting the presidency ago, and I'm like, I did not leave California for California.
See, I could see because of his charm, he could be president.
Who was he charming? His best friend's wife.
Okay, I understand. allegedly, but the idea that he could be president at some point, fucking Reagan. You know what I mean? He's got that California actor zeal. He could sell himself to be president. Even with the majority of the bad,
familiar with him, yeah, sure.
The majority of the bad, he's done some good for California. He's changed little things, but then COVID happened, and he became a fucking tyrant, like most governors, because they're like, "Well, if the president isn't going to help us at the time," and everyone said the president wasn't helping, they all became their own mini presidents.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, "Well, it's my way or the highway," and then you know Abbott did his thing, DeSantis did his thing, and then people were like, "Well, we could do our things too. Let's just follow or, you know, dissect.
Make our own path and the same idea."
You know, it's disturbing, the idea, because Kamala is the icky one. And then Waltz is the somebody, hide your fucking kids, hide your wife, hide your horses.
Oh, my goodness.
Allegedly. It's damning. Everything out about Waltz is damning. From what he, not just that he's... The only reason, if I was Kamala Harris, to pick Waltz is for my LGBTQIA+...
Eligibility
sign.
Squad?
Yeah. That's it. It's the only reason, because I'm so far left-leaning. The idea that I could accidentally, on a one-night stand with my three-way and my husband doing the cuck thing... While my party mate is in the corner, somebody knocked me up. And then 9 months later, I'm like, you know what? I still don't want the baby, but I want to go to Pride this summer. Cut it out.
That's crazy. 9 months, that the baby can live out. Nobody does that. That's
Minnesota.
Now.
Minnesota.
That's so surprising. Because that, I mean, I don't really ever hear anything about Minnesota. But.
Well, you know, when people said that about Trump, I thought it was crazy, too, because I saw all the fact checkers saying that nobody, you know, up to birth and sometimes after.
After birth was hysterical.
But it turns out that he was right. That was
how are you getting an abortion after it's been born?
Well, no. So after, I think what he meant was that they can remove it from the womb and then abort the baby because... If it's under 9 months, apparently, I'm not a doctor, but apparently they can, instead of doing the scramble the brains, they can C-section the baby and then abort it outside of the mother.
That's crazy.
That's birth.
Put it in adoption.
That's fucking birth. You know what I mean? If you're not, what is that, cow rod, that thing inside the womb, that's not abortion to me. You know what I mean? If you're not scrambling the brains like a...
Okay, too much.
If you're not doing that, then what's the point?
If it comes out whole...
It is a baby.
Give it to somebody who will love it.
Because there's somebody who will. There's plenty of kids who are in adoption that just, you know, are for-profit little mini prisons of states. But yeah, the idea of like, oh no, it's a beautiful...
Oh my goodness.
That's nuts.
How does the the professional feel about themselves at the end of the day after an event like
that? A million a year. I wouldn't feel nothing. I'd do anything. There's a number for somebody to not give a shit.
Everybody's got a price tag.
Exactly. That we've talked about that a million plus times. There is a number for everything. I would do anything for a set number.
For X amount of dollars, somebody may do anything, but that's not going
to
stop.
Thomas Crooks.
That means nothing to me.
The assassin, attempted assassin. We're assuming, allegedly, that he was paid or incentivized a number, because why else would somebody, you know, just getting their feelings so much?
I'm not disagreeing that there's a price tag, but that money in your pocket is only going to quell those emotions so much. You're still, at the end of it, going to feel something about yourself and your role and whatever.
As a person who's had an abortion, how would you feel if your president was for 9-month abortions?
I don't feel great about that, sir.
I don't feel great about Kamala Harris being the woman that she is and possibly being the president, because she is not the best and brightest of the women available. Pelosi is a better pick for presidency. Her trades are on point. She could tax and tariff every other country. She would know how to make money. I'm telling you, she has a better appeal to do something for the government and the people. Kamala's like that person who, we're not really here for you. We're going to do some things, and it's our beliefs. You know what I mean?
Right.
Trump's the person who's like, no. We need these things so you can prosper, and I get my revenge. Yeah. And I'm happy about that. RFK is like, we need to fight back. We need to do this. There has to be systemic change to this. And we're going to do it the right way through the courts, because he's a lawyer. Blah, 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 however he talks, which is...
just like that.
It is what it is. But that's why I'm voting for Donald Trump. Also, Mark fucking Zuckerberg came out and supported what happened in the assassination, the same way that I had that visceral American reaction. And the last time that I felt so patriotic and like, because my parents were here at the time when we found that out, I was about to get in the shower and I was like, holy shit. No, they just left.
Yeah, they weren't here.
I think they just left. And I texted my dad. I was like, holy moly, they took a shot at Trump, because I just saw the picture, hand up, fight, fight, fight. And that was the same reaction where I was about to walk graduating basic training and the smoke billows and American soldier comes on, Toby Keith, and we're supposed to march 100 yards out to meet our families. And it was just pride. You cannot make that shit up. You have to experience it. Mm-hmm. You can't be like, okay, let me throw on some music, throw a smoke bomb, walk out of my house, clean lawn, whatever, I just worked 8 hours. Pride. No, it has to be a visceral, like, you earned this. That's right. Like, everyone earned that. He was saved for a reason. Mm-hmm. And even Mark fucking Zuckerberg was like, I've never seen something so American, just so intense.
I'm not planning on doing that this time. And that includes, you know, not endorsing either of the candidates. Now, look, I mean, there's obviously a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world. I mean, the historic events over the last, like, over the weekend. And
who's the third?
Personal
RFK. Notes.
He's still giving it a go.
Yeah, I mean, seeing Donald Trump get up after getting shot in the face and pump his fist in the air with the American flag is one of the most badass things I've ever seen in my life. But look, I mean, it's, you know, as, and I think, look, it's at some level as an American, it's like, hard to not get kind of emotional about that spirit, right? And that fight. And I think that that's why a lot of people.
This is Lizard Man saying this. This is Lizard Man saying this. If he was moved by it, holy shit, there is hope for everyone. Like, that man has zero emotion to everything. And for him to have a visceral reaction. And then now they're calling J.D. Vance weird and doing all this, trying to push this narrative. But we need him to win just so that we can see what's going to change. Because my hope is that people will be more prosperous from people on
I think
Social Security, disability, all the way up to multimillionaires. Make more money, print more money, do whatever, tax the shit out of the foreign governments, especially for like, okay, we found out we have 12 million Venezuelans or X, Y, and Z. Okay, there's $50 a head.
I think the people who don't like Trump, it's so bred into that part of society now that there's literally nothing he could do to change their mind. They could wake up at the end of January with $1 million in their bank account and they'd still be like,
no, my dad, him. My dad's a Democrat. And after that, he's, yeah, Trump's the guy. Now, tell my mother that, that's a problem. But she's always like, oh no, he's just racist and bigoted and he's always been a piece of shit. He's going to be a piece of shit. And I'm like, all right, cool. You watch too much fucking good.
The devil you don't pick the one.
Good Day 31 people. It's just, every one of those people have given me some type of ick since coming to our house in 2011 to see the damn dogs that were born on Veterans Day. And I was like, yeah, that's great. You guys want to shoot at 7 a.m. at our house about fucking puppies that are shitting everywhere? Get out of my house. They never did.
Like, they're still there.
They're still there. Every few years something happens and then they come by and it's like, all right, we're going to shoot this. My mother's got some obsession about being on the local news. Like it's J.D. Vance weird.
I sent those pictures of the kids to the news. Why?
Get my fucking children off the news.
Right.
Like I stopped shooting the vlog for fear of, like, we had that restriction where it was like kids and whatnot. We had a couple of weird comments and I'm like, I don't like having them on camera as much than, you know, for personal aspect. Cool. But like now that they're getting older and they're what they're seeing and just it just gets nuts. But yeah, I think if we have Vance and Trump in, we make more money, we have a better life, and we worry less about foreign controls. Waltz and Harris, who's got their hand on the trigger? Who's got the suitcase?
They just seem like too much of a people pleaser. If somebody asks nicely for anything, oh, yeah, sure, we can make that happen. And that's bad.
I don't know why people are coming at Rogan for going for RFK. Like, let him, it's his view. It's independent, you know. He's met the guy. He's interviewed the guy. He's done his research. It's fair. He's a father. He's a business owner. Make his own decision based on where his money's at, where his political alliances are.
I still think it's very bold that a Kennedy is trying after history, you know.
Yeah, well, I think somebody said that he's had so many death threats that at this point it's like just second nature.
Yeah.
Like ever since he was a lawyer or some shit, yeah. Immune. I think Kamala Harris had some random guy was arrested for a death threat. You sent me a photo or picture, something online that you saw.
Maybe.
Man was arrested for plotting for assassination or possible harm. I'm like, damn, good for you. That's got to be some balls. A sitting person in the White House has far more protection than like your former or the former president.
Right.
So I could see how they would go after Trump, but like, oh, you know, we're going to just hop the fence, go through like 40 armed guards. It's going to be like Call of Duty. I got some stim kits. It's going to be all right. Just, that's not how it works.
And navigate that freaking maze of a house, if they're even in that house.
Well, yeah, because it was 40-something% of the time that Biden.
That was Biden. We don't know.
Kamala wasn't working while he was off. Are you kidding me? Oh, Joe, you're off? Okay, well, I'll plan something. There's no way. She's got no job. She ended up getting the border czar job, which she had, check your facts, for 3 months, and then it disappeared off everywhere. Oh, what I was saying earlier was, and the small businesses I'm seeing affected in my industry are people that are making damn good money, but the overhead and the costs international are killing them. Because we order our parts stateside, they order international, we pay a premium. I've raised my prices to meet that premium, which are still less than half the stores wherever we're at.
I see some of them posting their prices, and that's wild to me.
Some people are doing like $60 for an iPhone, you know,
and then in 12. Like some of the flyover type states where the income just doesn't really exist in those states.
Yeah, some people are charging like $200 for an iPhone 11. The sweet spot for an iPhone 11 is $120, and then you give them a $20 discount, so you're charging $100. The part is $17.24. So if you're going to tell me that a $17 part, 5 minutes of your time, and you making $82.76 is not enough fucking money, I don't know what to do for you.
Maybe because you're just not getting enough consistent, like, people walking in. They're only getting so many people that walk in, so their prices need to be.
If you can get them in the door, you're sold 80% of the time. If you can get them to just come in and check out your prices, do a diagnostic, my goal is to get everyone to pay me $30. The diagnostic charge is all I want. I get paid for my time. I do my hour. If I can do two in an hour, I made $60 that hour. Win, lose, or draw. That's the best mentality. I don't want to make $5,000 an hour because $5,000 liability, sue me, is going to happen. Because if I took in, say, a corporate job, 10 laptops, hard drive, update, installs, we want new RAM, etc., it's going to take me 2 weeks. I'll make $100 a laptop. It'll take me an hour per laptop. But then there's sourcing, delivery, handling the customer that calls every 2 days, and all the drama along with that fucking job. That is going to make it not worth the $1,000 or the $10,000 even that I would get. The best job that I got was the damn pump guy. That's the best contract job that I'd ever or ever will have. Because this guy brought me pumps that took two screws and a PCB connector, probably 5 minutes a pump. And somehow, and I gave that contract to Anthony, and somehow it's no longer valid. That guy dodged payments, did all kinds of stuff with him. It was, he spent like 30 grand with us over 2 years. And
I
then just
at some point after I had CJ, I made the joke of, cause I did like maybe three pumps in my life. It's like, did a pump, need a tummy tuck.
Yeah. Cause he would come in and drop like 80 of them off at like, we're making $100 in profit on each one. Right. Well, $79.99. And then it went up to like 129 for the last three batches, and he did that fine, which was 240 units. And so somehow the new owner, that's no longer a deal. But if I was him, I'd be looking for new contracts, because even though that was so profitable, it's not like you're just going to drop a contract. Even, you know, we have some reach out to us or whatever.
You could even reach out to the schools in the area because they've got their computers, their iPads or whatever.
And they want it done to a professional level. That's the hope that they'll get it done, you know, professionally.
And there's so many right there.
They just need to get them in the door, because then that's $30, which is already half of anything you would make on your average repair. So if you can get them in for that 30, that's partially your labor. Set it up for success and then sell them on what you're doing. That's the biggest problem with these guys. So one of those chains that was saying that selling for $100,000 or claiming that he would sell in a heartbeat for $100,000 because somebody else is selling. The guy in the comments said that he's making $300,000 a year, but he works 7 days a week and he's a one-man shop. That's dumb. If you have $300,000 in transactions and you can't hire somebody, I know it was in California, at $15 an hour, $700 every 2 weeks, why are you in business?
Probably other problems. Like how Jimmy, he was making really good money when his
he only hired open. Illegals. Jimmy only hired illegals, right, or teenagers.
He refused to, if he wasn't there, nobody was in his store. So he didn't know if they were going to rob him, if they were going to mess things up, or whatever his reasoning was. He meth. Had to be there.
Meth. Could never could trust people. Methamphetamines go a long way in California. They're mixed with all kinds of things. Angel dust, PCB, ketamine, sometimes fentanyl. You never know.
Don't think they care either.
Nope.
You know what's crazy to me about that is everybody who is on meth or who has struggled with meth, there was a point in time when that person was sober. And while they were sober, they saw a methy person.
Mm-hmm.
And still one day woke up and decided, today's the day I'm going to look like that lady at Walmart. Crazy. Well,
that was my problem with heroin. I knew it was bad. I knew what it could do. But it was, okay, I'm just going to take enough to not feel bad. And then it was take enough to feel not bad and also not care about whatever I'm doing today. And then it was, I just need to feel good all the time. it's a slippery slope, but it's a fast slope compared to like the ice luge and the Olympics.
Oh my
God. It is not cool runnings.
Hot runnings?
It's hot runnings. It's hot runnings. They run really hot. Lots of sweating. Take my word for it. Don't try it out. Drugs are bad. Stay away from them at all costs. Not even alcohol. We have so much alcohol in this house just because I got bored one month and I was like, oh, I'm going to try all kinds of new shit. I barely ever drink it. If you're above the age of 21 and you want to try, you know, one of 30 different whiskeys, let me know. We'll set it up.
It's like I got a 6-pack, 3 weeks ago now, thinking I was like, oh, you know, weekend nights, we'll have a barbecue, I'll have a beer. I'm drinking one. There's still 5 of those things in the fridge.
Oh, and then on personal news, I was devastated this week. You want to explain what happened?
This week you were devastated?
After we recorded the next morning, what happened? Snow White took a tumble.
Oh, your car traded in.
So I've been getting, since I met this man named Victor in Woodward, a lot of advertisements about Tesla's new promotion, 2% APR with good credit, which we have good credit, or you do. There's a $5,000 difference from my car to the after rebate balance of a brand new Highland Model 3. And so for $5,000 more, I can just have the brand new version and start my payments over, which is an extra 10 payments, you know? So why wouldn't I want to trade it? And turns out the caveat of like all the balances and the bullshit, it's like 15 grand. And I'm like, all right, great. You know, let me think about this. I thought about it, slept on it, said, fuck you, Elon Musk. You're not getting my money. That's super sneaky. I got a text message, an update started lagging the doors, doing all the shit within 2 days from the last podcast episode, which you got your extra episode this week. Did you subscribe? Did you hit the notification bell? So all of a sudden I go to work, having a great day, get there. I got 140 miles left. I text Victor about the time and the energy usage consumption all the way to Woodward. I'm like, hey, it's a good day to open my trunk and grab the shit I brought from work. Or from home to work. Okay, just go and get my broken Thanos mask because my kids decided to fuck it up. You know, busting it on the ground and whatnot. I've been trying to print the Infinity Gauntlet for like a week, but I fucked up all the files. Grabbed 2 different files and none of them work. So I go to open the trunk and I hit the latch and the hydraulic lift kit that pushes it up really quick. Pushes it up so far that the right latch pops off, falls to the glass, and the trunk just comes right back down, shatters the back window. The back window is the roof. So when that window breaks, it can just fall in. Luckily, it didn't just fall in, but there's a big ass hole in my window. Original estimates were $4,500 for Stewart's and a couple other places. Then I had my wife reach out. There was one for what, six?
Six. 9 and 12.
6, 9, and 12. Then I reach out to Tesla. Tesla says it's like $1,000 to $1,100 for the estimate. I'm like, okay, I'll go for Tesla because $400 more and I get it professionally done, yada, yada.
Right equipment, right brand.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, there's nothing better than going to Tesla and then maintaining that level of precision. If you know, you know.
We're still in Oklahoma, sir. Only Tesla is so much out here.
I understand, but Tesla has the worst build quality of any car ever. It's about the toy. It's not about the look in the inside and like the fucking material, etc. Teslas are built like shit. We understand this. Everyone knows the quality of their build. That's why you take and spend $500 more. But no, really, I just want them to get it done so that way I don't have to deal with any warranty bullshit, no excuses. And then it's from Tesla, so it'll probably have that same UV coating and I don't have to get it re-laminated, etc. And so then I go and make my appointment, which is 6 weeks out. I live an hour away from the nearest repair station.
Love that for us.
6 weeks. I got to drive with a hole. And if it rains, God forbid. I don't know if it'll...
You want to throw my tarp on there, actually? Because it's supposed to rain.
No, I got to tape. The thing said to tape it if it was going to rain.
It's supposed to rain tonight, yeah. Tomorrow.
We'll let you know in the next video. The idea of that thing, like, flooding the inside from this single rod-sized glass shard that was missing, it destroyed me. So I started looking at other cars. And then I've been driving my wife's car more often. Now I'm thinking about buying something similar because it has cruise control to another degree with... drive sense technology, lane assistance, veering, etc., speed, cruise control where it locks in, stays away. It'll even take the off ramp for you. All that fun stuff is available. And that's really all I use on the Tesla. I don't need the full self-driving that I have. I don't use that out here anyway, because the lanes are shit. And the price difference from like $45,000 to going to like $25,000 for a 4Runner 2024, you know, like, or 2023, you know, year earlier that I was looking at.
How much do you think you're going to get a 2023 for?
Like the base model, I think it was 27,000, something like that.
Good luck.
I was looking at use. I don't know. Either way, 30 grand compared to 45 grand. So there's that. And then there's buying a fucking Prius out of a tow yard, which I used to only buy tow vehicles, right, where they would file for a new lease or a lien. It'd be a lien vehicle, but it was much cheaper and affordable, and you could run a business and just drive to work and not give a shit. I don't need the luxury anymore, and I'm coming to see that. I know I don't need the luxury anymore.
The only thing that I really like about the Tesla is that it is cheaper than a gas car, mm-hmm, as far as filling up goes. But I can't stand Tesla, especially like out here. It's not...
You want to tell the people what our electricity bill is from charging that and the issue of... peak hours?
It's just because we're home all day. That's mostly the AC. I've looked at the insights. Mm-hmm. It's mostly the AC. Okay. Like a $500 bill.
$500. It was around $6 last month.
No.
It's, well, with the deposit, roughly, right, would have been for a total month about $600. So the shitty thing was, we thought this entire time we've been charging my car on off-peak hours because it was so expensive last month. Then we get this bill and we're like, I'm shook. Turns out that this is the only place in America you have to sign up to have off-peak hours. You have to sign up to a discount that should be embedded in the system, yeah, of like when it's before, least stressed. That's the whole point of off-peak. But no, they want you to sign up and get the access.
Free. You just got to click the button. I'd never heard that before. California was just always...
They just feel like people are going to be ignorant enough not to care.
Yeah. Or all the older people too, because Oklahoma is... majority older folks, they're not too savvy with their computers and clicking buttons.
That's where we come in and we make a lot of money doing it.
You know what? You need to start talking to your customers about that button. You know, for an extra $19.99, I'll go ahead and save you some money on your
energy. The dumbest thing I charge elderly customers for is I will pack their returns for them to the carrier for their internet. Like, oh, you can't pack your modem. Back in California, every UPS will take a modem and send it for free.
Yep. You just bring in the merchandise and they'll put it in.
I charge $30 and I will take your label, pack your modem, and send it off for you. UPS comes by every day, so that's what happens. But I probably make $1,000 a month on a good month. No, I say $500 a month. I probably make at least $500 a month helping elderly people out to cancel or do something labor-wise that they can't figure out.
You know, or if I mean? They're getting a runaround on the phone and they're...
So I'll call for them and handle it. Oh, you know, this is my mother, my grandmother, et cetera. I need to have X, Y, and Z done, and it works. Mm-hmm. Especially the drop call aspect on Verizon, getting $20 off your bill. Everyone second-guesses me, and then it happens. And I'm like, all right, let me get you $20 off plus a retention credit of $100. Verizon, don't sue me. they've got a lot of money. They are kings of slap lawsuits. We're on good terms. You send me business, scratch your back, I scratch mine. Yeah, half-ass backwards. They won't notice. They're Verizon. They're just like skimming over for their name on shit. Elderly people out here are the lifeblood. I know this entire town is probably going to vote for Trump in 2024.
Yeah, I'll see a couple young cats going in the Facebook groups talking about F Trump, and they get eaten alive in seconds. They can't, those old folks can't turn up the brightness on their phone, but they could cuss you the hell out.
Let's see how all those people feel about this latest meltdown. Like I said, if anybody watching needs to keep their money up, you better vote red. It's the only way that you're going to have an opportunity for a windfall, B, a path to making money, and not have to worry about getting some type of like reparations or like windfall that's promised based on a prior issue in the government where they promised or hinted, because that's probably what they're going to do to buy people and buy votes. And, oh, we'll raise the Social Security, you know, payout. Sure, they could do that. But then where's that money coming from?
the same place that's going bankrupt in 4 or 5 years. We're going to see on the next episode of During Business Hours, and we'll see you then. I'm going to go get some sleep. Keep making money. Full bastards.